311.
Understanding what we are. But at this time, I'd ask Brother Stephen to lead us in prayer.
366.
Tonight. Heartaches are known in that city. No tears ever moistened the eye. There's no disappointment in heaven. No envy and strife in the sky. The saints are all sanctified holy. They live in sweet harmony there. My heart is now set on that city, and someday its blessings I'll share. My loved ones are gathering yonder, my friends too are passing away, and soon I shall join their bright number. And dwell in eternity's day. They're safe now in glory with Jesus. Their trials and battles are past. They overcame sin and the tempter. They've reached that fair city at last. In that bright city, pearly white city, I have a mansion, a harp and a crown. Now I'm watching, waiting and longing for the white city that's soon coming down. For the white city that's soon coming down.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. Lord, I'm glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to shout the way from the earth to the cross. My debts to pay from the cross to the grave. From the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to shout the way from the earth to the cross. My debt's to pay from the cross, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. You came from heaven to earth to shout the way from the earth to the cross, my debts to pay. From the cross, from the grave, from the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. Lord, I'm glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to shout the way from the grave to the cross. My death to pay from the grave to the cross, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Pete Horn was with us, and he came to my mind sitting there, that he's enjoying that right now, and I can see him. He always told me he couldn't sing a lick. Boy, I bet it, and we know he can now.
Amen.
And we miss him, but just carpenter, you say. Let me tell you what he's been. He blames you for all to see. Place called Calvary's Hill, on a cross made from a tree, just three rusty nails. Jesus built a bridge to heaven to save my dying soul from hell. Not a tool in his hand, just love in his heart. From the very start, thank God for not my will in the garden where he fell. You think he's just a carpenter? Take a look at what he built. Built him wide enough to span. Hell's rage of fury under. Cause he knew that I would sin. He made sure he's not too steep. Because I'm weak and I get tired on my journey day to day. He made a way for me to rest time to time along the way. Not a tool in his hand. Love in his heart. He knew that he would die there, right from the very start. Thank God for not my will in the garden where he fell. You think he's just a carpenter? Take a look at what he. Just a carpenter. Take a look at what he's been. Just a carpenter, you say.
Before we have Brother Rex come and bring the message tonight, the Lord laid on his heart, we're going to go back to the Lord in prayer, thanking God again for another spring we've come to. Another time of refreshing. This is one of the best ways, I believe, to enter into a spring season. and ask for revival, because revival means new beginning.
Amen.
Folks, I tell you, I look forward to what the Lord has for us, and I pray in God's blessing. Good to have Brother Jim make it with us. Brother, you take your point from the grace for us.
Spirit of Father, we want to thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for this time that you've given us to be here together in another service, another spring revival. Lord, we just thank you for your blessing to be here again. We've been here, and we've always looked forward to these times and hear your word preach to us. And as we end, we're going to be praying for that here tonight. We've been praying for revival. Praying for long soul, Lord. We just pray you just bring that to us even this night. Lord, we pray for that. This word's so important that we just consider one of our hearts, Lord, and we'll be through the good in this place. Lord, be those lost tonight. Heavenly Father, for your will, to save them. Lord, bless those with a broken heart, bless that family that's left there this afternoon, Lord. Be with them, comfort them in this time of trouble. I know where you come from, Lord. Our control for this day, we do it now. Lord, bless the sick, Lord. We thank you
for Lord, help.
Again, just bless your service, bless the job for me, the Lord, and bless the room. In this place, Lord, just give us grace back home, bring back the next morning time, Lord, and give us grace to speakers throughout the week.
Thank
you from your word. Lord, forgive me while I sin again. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Amen.
Brother, rest your time. Preach what the Lord gave you.
Brother, we bless you. We have, like our brother said, have come to another change in the season. But the Lord knows the best. Occasionally, when I read in my Bible, the Lord shows me a verse of Scripture that really stirs my heart. There's no better joy than to be led by the Holy Spirit of God in some little cookie, some little sweetness, something that touches the heart and stirs us closer to our Lord. I found this, I like to say this, but the Lord showed me. When you like to take credit for a few things, but we know the providence of God. He's behind everything. In Daniel chapter 2, verse 22. It's speaking of our Lord. It says, He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with Him. There's many things that we can glean from the passage of Scripture like this. But if you're here tonight and know not Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, I want you to hear what God's Word has to say.
Amen.
He tells them here that He revealeth the deep and the secret things. The Lord, nothing is hid from Him. Your pastor may not know. Your husband, your wife, your children, the church. A lot of people have a tendency to think that they answer to no one. But they will answer to Almighty God. Imagine, if you will, the secrets that the Lord knows. There is nothing hid from Him. The darkness and the things that man in this life hide, they think, from those around them. But our Lord knows the secret things. Beware of the self-deceit that you hold for the things of God. It is important for us as God's children that the darkness of this world will not hide the judgment of Almighty God. The darkness of this world will not cover the sin of man. The Lord knew this very well. When we read in the Word of God where He said He's in heaven, ever making intercession. For the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Truly we must understand that He knows the darkness. There's a place that I went to many years ago and probably should have been back a lot of times. It's called Carter Cave. You might be familiar with it. But when you go down to the deep of the cave, and back then they used to turn the lights on, a man would think he could do anything. He would also think that he could get by with anything. You sit there in the darkness, and the only thing I could think of, and I was a lot younger, was you couldn't move. There's so many things that you couldn't do. I believe that's the reason we must follow He who is the light of the world and the love of our Savior. Even today, when I go home tonight and go to my own house and my own abode where the Lord has blessed me and provided for me, I go in and I wake up in the middle of the night and I have no night vision. I can take two steps away from my chair or away from the couch and turn around twice and I have no idea where I'm at. It's a reminder from Almighty God that we are to follow the light of our salvation, of our Lord and of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For He alone lighteth our path, as the Word of God declares. Truly, there is great darkness in this world. Beloved, I've been in this old world, it'll soon be 74 years, if the Lord be willing. There's things that's going on in this world today that we could not even so much as imagine. They curse, they lie, they deceit. When the war in Europe began, Europe, couple years ago, I couldn't imagine. You know, I thought we had finally figured it out that it was a losing process. But they want their names to be remembered. They want to do some great thing, the Word of God says. Remember that old rich man? I believe he was a rich man. This soldier, this warrior. And they went and sent him the Word of God and told him to go dip himself in the river. If I remember, wasn't it five times or three? But anyway, told him to dip himself and he would wash the leprosy away. But he was mad. He was upset. And this one who was sent with the message had fear, I believe, with all my heart going through his veins. He said, if He'd ask you to some great and mighty thing, then you'd done it and you'd been happy and satisfied within yourself. But our Lord requires but us to repent of our sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and we will be saved. It is not that we are able to discern this of ourselves, but by the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God through the preached Word, the glorious Gospel of Jesus Christ. What a great joy it is to look around us and see all the darkness of this world. The hate, the lying, the cheating, the murder. They went into Israel and all the things that were done should not be repeated in the pulpit. Sin abounds in this world, and behold, the day of the Lord is at hand. When the darkness is deep, hell, and there's mean more room, the Bible says. Don't think that you've outsmarted God. Behold, the day is the day of salvation. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Darkness does surround us in this world today. It is the absence of light where man has rejected the power and the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ and they rejected the gift of eternal life. Oh, couldn't you imagine? Knowing what little I know now, to be able to stand at the foot of the cross and hear my Savior say, "It is finished." He has done all that the Heavenly Father required that my salvation be made pure. And he turned. What a great joy. Know that my eternity is sure in the blood of Christ.
Amen.
In the death, grave, and hell, that he might give unto me eternal life and all that believe. I think of the one who was in the grave. And they went to the Lord and tried to get him to hurry, and he came and he's already dead. He stinks, they said. And the Lord said, "Lie." If he said, "Ever." But he said, Lazarus told him to. He said, "Lazarus, come forth." And can you imagine? One great and glorious day, unless the Lord comes back right away, I'll be in the grave. Now this is Rex. But I believe by the example and the Word of God, he's going to say, "Rex Smith, come forth." And I'm going to come out with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You're going to hear him call. He knows you by name. What a great joy. In the book of John, chapter 3. John, chapter 3. And verse 19. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men loveth darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Had a preacher, all probably been 40 years ago, told us that, and he taught this lesson, they like the darkness. The wicked of the world think they have hid their sin from Almighty God. Simply not so. The light of Almighty God has come into the world. The light of the Lord Jesus Christ that lighteth the path unto salvation through His own shed blood. Can you imagine the joy of this one and the power of our God? The men of this world love darkness and the light, and I want to say it, the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. The flesh darkness, the world is beyond. We must shout the warning. We must declare the truth. We must stand and tell the world. I tell the church down there, don't go out and say, "Brother Rex Smith said this." I want you to say, "Thus saith the Word of God." I'm a firm believer. People say, "I can't witness like a preacher can. I can't speak. I don't have the ability and idea." Get you a piece of paper and your Bible down and write down verses of Scripture, because you can read them, verses of Scriptures, and beloved, your soul will be saved if it's within the will of Almighty God.
Yeah.
It's the power of God's words, not these extra things that I'm mumbling through. He says, "Repent of your sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved."
Amen.
The darkness stepped into the darkness, preaching all the while the hope of Jesus Christ unto a lost and a dying world. As long as there's those, you know, people ask, "Brother, do you know when the Lord's going to come back?" Well, I believe I do. When that last one whose name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life is saved, the Lord's going to come and take His people, because He says, "We're going to have no part of this tribulation period." So he's going to come and he's going to take us to be home with him. And he's going to, can you imagine when he withdraws the Holy Spirit of God and how it tempers? Man's only allowed to go so far. That's because of the Holy Spirit of God. And when that's pulled out, sin ever imagine. But our hearts and our singing and our praise will not be by the pearly gates, will not be simply on the streets of gold, will be at the foot of our Savior.
Amen.
Singing praise and knowing, you know, for all assurance, the greatness of our God. I'm working on a message today. Could you imagine all that He's done that we might have life? We've been washed, we've been cleaned, washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a multitude of things that's going on in this world. They willingly, openly deny the authority of Almighty God. They have of all the books and the wicked, filthy books they've got in libraries, they say the Bible's a dangerous book. It's simply not so. It reveals their sin. Oh, you might hurt someone's feelings. I hope I do. If you're here tonight and you know not Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, behold, the day of the Lord is at hand. He commands all men everywhere. We're not to pick and choose what I ever want to. I can't keep myself saved because He has already saved me for all eternity. But there are those who have deceived themselves in all this thing. In the book of Romans, chapter 7, Romans chapter 7, Romans chapter 7, and verse 5. For when we were in the flesh, the motions of sin, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. Now understand, the motions of sin means the desires, the lusting, and all things ungodly. But for a man to feel within his very flesh the stir, the life that stirs within the very being of a man from the Lord Jesus Christ. Repentance and faith in our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Did you ever have a stir in you? Oh, I want this. I told people down at the church here a few years ago that you go home, you look, start at the door, and you look through your house at all the stuff you got. All the stuff that you could do without. They take up so much time, don't they? You don't have your time to read in your Bible. You don't have time to pray for those who need prayer. You know, oftentimes when things our back is against the wall, we can't do anything else, we might pray, but when the Lord answers the prayer, do we go back and say, thank you? Praise be to God. Do you go around through the community? That doctor had great skills, but our Lord is greater. Our Lord is greater. He healed. Couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine to go under the knife and not having faith in my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Not my will, but thine be done. is what we should do as the children of God. The Lord has control. This is the important part of the darkness. They will not do anything unless the Lord will allow it. He is the King of all of His creation, the ruler unto all people. And He reveals Himself by the foolishness of preaching to save them that are lost. All of these things and many more. In Psalm 139. Psalm 139. Psalm 139 and verse 12. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day, and darkness and the light are both alike unto thee. For thou hast prophesied my reigns. Thou hast coveted me in my mother's womb. He says, yea, from thee. In other words, you can't hide in the darkness of this world. You can't go into the closet, close the doors, cover yourself up. The Lord knows you're there. You cannot save yourself. The Lord knows you're there and you deceived yourself. But you can hear the word of God. And the darkness will be swept away by the power of a sovereign God who is able to do all things after the counsel of His own will. We are blessed in all of these things as a child of God. Nothing hides the Savior, even the darkness and an ungodly. It says here they're both alike. If you have no hope tonight, if you have no peace, no joy. We used to sing precious memories. Do we have the good days? Do we know that, remember how the Lord has blessed us as a child of God? Do we count our blessings? Do we not? Do we love our Lord and our Savior as a child of God? In Isaiah chapter 45. Isaiah 45. Verses 6 and 7. That they may know from the rising of the sun, from the west there is none beside me. I am the Lord. And there is none else. I form the light in darkness. I make peace and create. I, the Lord, do all these things. We cannot fully understand, nor shall we ever, how great our God is. He is able to do all things as the Father will allow. Now understand, I know there's three. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But we must understand they're in perfect harmony. The lack of better words. There are three, yet one. The Word of God says. We are blessed beyond measure, out of God, from the rise. I don't know whether it's daylight savings time or standard. I don't know which. But the Lord knows. I got up last night or Saturday night to do my, and I said, front or back, forward or what? I said, when the sun comes up, I read this. Well, again, that's a good idea. When the sun comes up, from the rising of the sun to it goes down, the Lord is determined that way. You know, and there's been nothing but a mess because the man stepped in. It's been nothing but a mess, but that's a different thing. It was He that created the darkness. He allowed the evil to be. You ever think about Adam and Eve in the garden? They had one law. Now think about that. They had one thing. That was not to eat of the fruit of the forbidden tree. One thing. But they weren't able to do it. Within the providence of God, even back then, is part of the plan that the Father had established. Our names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. And I always like to tell people, He began the world a turning when He created it. It wasn't no big bang involved. When He created it, the whole world turned. And it turned and it turned into the very day and the hour and all the events of man come and go. But there was a day and an hour when the Lord planted me here on this old earth. He sent someone to share with me the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And He sent the Holy Spirit, attached it to my soul, for lack of better words, made me see and know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And He did all of that I might have eternal life. It wasn't going to go around me one way or the other. It was within the providence of God. He done all these things. Everything was brought, and you had your moment. And you had your hour when the Lord and you realized you were a sinner and that Jesus Christ had come to seek and to save that which is lost. Could you imagine? He done all that. He rose from the grave. He conquered death, grave, and hell. Yea, even as He hung upon the cross of Calvary in the ninth hour when all the world grew dark. When all the world grew dark, the Heavenly Father poured out the wrath of Almighty God upon the beloved Son, and He paid our sin debt full and free. Then He told the Father, "It's finished." And then yet, He conquered death. He rose from the grave. And we have victory in Jesus. Did we sing that song and say, "Boy, I think it's got five verses. Isn't that a long song?" We ought to be thrilled. We have been given the victory, the assurance. We acknowledge our Savior. There is none other. When I was a young man and I was raised by my mother and father in a quote unquote Methodist church. And they said, "It don't matter what you call Him. It doesn't matter what you call Him. You worship one God. The name may be different." No, there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. Amen. They used to tell us that. You know, you can call Him whatever you want to call Him. You can call Him Buddha, or whatever you want to call Him. No, that's not the way it works. He is the Savior of those who the Father has given unto Him. Not one was lost. Not one will be overlooked. There's not one that will be able to deny in the day of His spiritual birth the greatness of our God and the love of our Savior. In all of these things. In the book of Romans, chapter 11. Romans, chapter 11. And verse 34. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Or who hath been His counselor? Or who hath first given to Him, and it shall be comprehensed and recompensed unto him? For of Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things. To whom be glory forever by the Lord and Him alone. I uphold Him as the Lord, as He held the serpent in the wilderness. In the wilderness which we live in today, by the authority of the Word of God and the leadership of the Holy Spirit, we are to go out and hold up the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For there's none other name under heaven, as we said a moment ago, that a man must, except by repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ alone. A revival meaning, all renew into me the joy. A revival is probably 75%. For those who are saved, there need to be a recharge. That need to be refilled. Given new peace and assurance. And, you know, close your eyes and say, you know, it's well with my soul. It's well with my soul. Not my will, but thine be done, O Lord. Don't you have peace tonight? Do you not have joy? It says joy unspeakable, full of glory. We're full, we ought to be full of the glory of Almighty God tonight. We ought to be singing praises unto our Savior from the top of our voice. You know, you have beautiful singers in this church. And I guess I'm a little bit envious, if you will. Allow me that. But also blessed. You know, when we started breaking ground, we're building the new church building. And I got in the pulpit and I told them, says, now listen, you think this is for me? I said, this is for the young people. This is for the community around about, because I'm the pastor, you know, the preacher. They think, you know, this is, I'm not going to be here to enjoy, but maybe a few days of it if I see the conclusion of it. That's the Lord's will, not mine. But the young people have jumped in. They've given their opinions. They're willing, we've got some young men in the church that are willing to do anything that I ask them to do. It's a blessing.
Amen.
Beloved, this building here, you young people, cherish it. Praise God, you have a place to come away from the darkness of the world and worship together and preach the gospel.
Amen.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ to all of those that dare to confront or deny the Word of God. In the book of Job, chapter 10, Job, chapter 10, Job, chapter 10, and verse 21. Before I go whence, I shall not return, even to the land of darkness or the shadow of death. Now he says he's not returning. When he goes to be with the Lord, he's not returning to go right back into the mess that he left, the darkness and the shadow of death, to have no hold on him, no more part of him. He said, I'm going to go be with the Lord. He says, I shall not return to the darkness. Beloved Brother Pete Horn, we heard our brother speak of him a while ago, wouldn't come back here for anything. He never. Could you imagine the joy? Probably jumping up and down for joy. Singing perfect harmony with the saints of God. And having such joy. We have been given all of these things. There's a land that is called darkness and death. It is ever around us as the children of God. The Lord is in the darkness. Understand tonight, by the authority of God's Word, not what the preacher has to say, but what God's Word has to say, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We point you to Christ, the living Savior, the hope of man. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Beloved, don't leave this building of light without the joy, without the peace, without the assurance, knowing all these things to be so. Behold, I hold before you the promise of God, that all that repent, that all that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. Thus saith the Word of God.
Let's all stand, please. Thank the Lord for this great message. Pray the Lord will help each and every one of us realize what we have truly been saved from. We that are redeemed. We've been taken out of darkness. We've been put in the light of His love. And I'll tell you what, where would you be had it not been for God's love?
Right.
I thank the Lord tonight that we have that great salvation. Thank the Lord for the life that He gives His children. And folks, I pray tonight that that light that is illuminated from the Word of God tonight will be that light to direct some poor lost sinner to the Savior. We have our song leader and our pianist to come. Pray the Lord has spoke to your heart tonight.
Thank you.